Masechtas Maaseres, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah discusses over here what the requirements are for a chatzar, a courtyard, to be considered enough secure that by bringing the produce in, it becomes set for Maaser. And it lists several different opinions. Mishnah Hey. Ezei chatzar shechiyavetz b'maaseres. What is the type of chatzar, courtyard, that will make something obligated to Meiser will become set for Meiser that he can no longer snack from it without taking off Meiser. Rabbi Shmuel says, Chatzar Hatzeris, like the courtyards from the place of Tzur. Tzur was the name of a place. Shakelim Nishmar B'Teicha, that the kelim, the utensils, are guarded in it. The common practice in Tzur was that they had a guard that would stand at the entrance of the Chatzar, and such courtyards that are guarded like that are secure enough that when bringing in produce, they become set for Meiser. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol she'echad peseach ve'echad noel petura. If it's a situation where one house owner in this chatzar courtyard will open the door and leave it open, and then another house member will come and close the door, so in such a situation, it's still exempt from Meiser when you bring the produce in. Because the different people that live in this chatzar, each one has a say in whether the door is left open to the chatzar or closed. And just because one closes it, the next one may leave it open, and vice versa. So it's not considered secure, and such a chatzar will not make it set for Meiser. Rabbi Nechemya says a third requirement, Kol she'ein adam b'ish melecha b'techa chayavis. Any chatzar that a person can eat inside of it, and he's not embarrassed, he doesn't feel like he's eating in public, so that's a chatzar that will make it chayavis, will make it obligated and become set for Meiser. That's private enough. Rabbi Yesi says, Kol she'nichnas la ve'ein aymer lo imata mevakesh. Any chatzar that somebody could walk in and nobody will question him, what do you need here? What are you looking for? So he can walk in without no one questioning him. So such a chatzar is patur, it's still exempt. Since anyone can walk in without being questioned, so it's not considered private enough, and it will not make the produce set for Meiser in such a chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtei chatzar zu lefne mizu, if you have a case where there's two courtyards, one inside the other, so the people that live in the inner courtyard have to walk through the outer chatzar to get to their chatzar, but the people in the outer chatzar, they don't enter the inner chatzar. They just come to the outer one and then they go out to the street. So in such a case, hapanimius chayeves, the inner courtyard is chayev, will make the produce set for Meiser, because the inner people have the right to secure their chatzar and not allow any traffic flow. However, vachitzayna, but the outer courtyard petura, by bringing produce in there, it's still exempt from Meiser, because the outer courtyard can't prevent the people from the inner courtyard coming through. They can use their courtyard as a thoroughfare to get to and from the main road, and therefore it's not secure enough to make the produce become set for Meiser. Mishnah Vav speaks about other areas besides the chatzar. Hagagais, rooftops, peturim, are still exempt from Meiser if the produce is brought up to the roof. It's still exempt from Meiser. It's not like the chatzar. Afa pi shehem shel chatzar chayeves. Even though these rooftops are part of a house that has a chatzar that is a chatzar that usually will set for Meiser, and the produce was brought through the chatzar to the rooftop, still, since it didn't park in the chatzar and it went up to the rooftop, it's still exempt from Meiser. He can still snack on it until it reaches the chatzar or in the house. Beis Shaar, a gatehouse that was in the entrance of the chatzar. Achsadra, or which is a type of porch. Or Merpesis, which is a elevated walkway, similar to like what you see in like motels, where they have a outdoor porch walkway that you can go from one room to the next room outdoors. So these types of things, hareilu kechatzar, they have the same status as the chatzar itself. Im chayaves chayavim. If the chatzar itself is chayav, it will make the produce become set for meiser. Then these areas also, the beishar, achsadra, and the merpeses, will also make it become set for meiser. Vim petura, but if the chatzar is a place that's still exempt, then peturim, these places as well, will not set the produce for meiser, and you can continue snacking on them.